When it comes to weight loss, no two people are the same. That's why Noom builds personalized plans based on your unique psychology and biology. Take Brittany. After years of unsustainable diets, Noom helped her lose 20 pounds and keep it off.
I was definitely in a yo-yo cycle for years of just losing weight, gaining weight, and it was exhausting.
And Stephanie. She's a former D1 athlete who knew she couldn't out-train her diet, and she lost 38 pounds.
My relationship to food before Noom was never consistent.
And Evan, he can't stand salads, but he still lost 50 pounds with Noom.
I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. Even through the pickiness, Noom taught me that building better habits builds a healthier lifestyle. I'm not doing this to get to a number. I'm doing this to feel better.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom users compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hello, and welcome to This Day in History. I'm your host, Elise. We are dashing back to this day on August 16th in 2009. It was a momentous day for sports. Usain Bolt, already the world's fastest human, shattered his own world record in the 100-meter dash to become the first person to run 100 meters in less than 9.6 seconds. Bolt's extraordinary time of 9.58 seconds still stands as the fastest a human has ever run. Surprising fact, after the 2009 race, Bolt said he believed he could run even faster. Although the 9.4 second 100 meters he predicted didn't come to pass, he still recorded the world's fastest 200 meter sprint and was part of the world's fastest 4x100 meter relay team, in addition to the 100 meter record before his 2017 retirement. Also on this day in history, in 1896, gold was discovered in the Yukon. In 1948, baseball legend Babe Ruth died. And in 1958, pop singer Madonna was born in Bay City, Michigan. Thanks for listening. That's all for today in history. Make sure to rate, review, and subscribe on Apple Podcasts. Tune in tomorrow to learn a little bit more about the world around you. And of course, have a great day.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.